This is the Apocalypse Nerds, Owen and Justin, and we're watching the first Expendables movie.
Yippee.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers.
No, that's the second movie. Or is it the third movie? I'm not even saying that to be...
Which one's the cowboy movie? The third one?
No, I'm just... is it a cowboy movie?
Let's ask Magical Rocks right here. They say it's the third one.
I thought I turned on the thing.
Stop that.
Well, I turned on subtitles and the commentary, but it didn't come through.
Commentary might
be... Well, I mean, I guess they haven't really talked yet, but...
This is also the intro, so...
Yeah, so it's whatever. So it's this commentary. So this scene, I pushed a guy. Hey, this isn't the Hollywood premiere. The funny thing is, he spearheaded this. Yes, he is in this movie.
Oh, and oh, look.
What?
It's shipping ship. A cargo ship.
Nah, that's just an Amazon warehouse.
Ah.
Imagine being the guy that's just like, yeah, I edited a movie with Stallone in it.
No, why do they have, like, a model locomotive train in the engine room?
Why not? Maybe they're Somali pirates.
Maybe.
Yo, ho, ho, a Somali life for me. I think they are Somali pirates.
Nah, Somali pirates are bigger pussies than that.
Are you one of those people that when you heard Somali pirates, you just thought,
"Yo"?
Yeah, they're doing sea shanties. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I thought it was. Remember when Cartman thinks he could be pirate captain?
Yeah.
Good times.
It's just great. Can you guess what the last song is they sing at that special, by the way?
What?
He's like, oh, if... Oh, those are definitely Somali pirates. What else could they be? They're on a ship. We only know what
I would say. My Uncle Drakak.
It makes it look like... What's cracking me up is that it actually...
I love how he's just trying to figure out where the lasers are coming from.
I know, they're just like, ooh! And he's just like... He's like, uh-huh.
I'm like a kitty cat. The Samara Pirates is looking at the laser dots on his hands, by the way.
Oh. Release the hostages.
I almost understand what he's saying. I think he wants $5 million, Owen.
I think... You know... Ooh. It's funny.
They must have found the rounds that I made.
I'll give them this, though. I mean, I guess the whole thing is, for all the jokes about Stallone, it's like, I guess the whole point is that he's supposed to be level-headed in this.
Yeah.
Because he's the captain or whatever. On the other hand, I like that he's like over there like, okay, well, where's the hostages? And Dolph Lundgren comes in, literally shouts a line, and it sounds more easier here.
They say that he's gonna kill him, but I don't think so. Do you think, Owen? I think they're just gonna puss out. Oh, and fun fact, do you know pirates are afraid of Russians? Wanna know why?
Why?
They're always rushing all over the place.
There's a centipede on your wall.
There's always a centipede on my wall.
I know. I've seen them on my walls, too.
I don't know how to get rid of them.
I don't even know where they come from.
I feel bad for killing them, but...
He's getting it. Yes, this is... It's weird to add, like, levity, but they're just, like... You just hear... He's getting a text. Which is... I feel bad.
I saw him doing that, but I didn't see him, like, ruining his hand.
He's hanging up high.
They want him to let him go, but
it's good
do they really want him to let him go?
It's good to hang pirates.
Oh, don't say to hang pirates. Pirates are people,
and
too.
Dude, on the other hand...
They just swing faster.
Dude, look. Look, Jet Li comes at you, man. Steal two boots, can you believe that? You deserved it. I think I'll need stitches. Maybe. I hate stitches. Everyone does. It's like sitcom humor. It's like, how you doing? Good.
I already love this movie, and this is the first time I've seen it.
Well, good, because we got two more movies to go, and that's just, hey man, it's just two more free movie reviews.
It's a seaplane, man. It's a seaplane. Here's a fun fact about seaplanes. They've been using them since World War II to pick up stranded pilots.
Is that right?
That is right.
Can you believe the second...
you know, one of them saved my grandpa, actually.
You know what else is funny? The fact that our second highest... Behind the U.S., the second highest percentage for our audience is Germany.
I thought you were going to say the second highest country that has seaplanes is Germany.
No, literally, that's just like statistics. It got so, like, it was like, you know, I was like, okay, here's like our, you know, like 60-something percent for U.S. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And then it was like...
It all at the same time.
Sure.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Does any of this feel, ring a bell to you at all?
It doesn't. This is the first time I've ever seen it.
Okay, so this is the first time for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since this what's the term we want to use? Because this is not, you know, usually I just call them modern movie reviews because I couldn't think of a better title yet. I need to think of that for like when we watch like the new releases and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like when we saw like Jackson Forever and stuff. What would you want to call stuff like this?
Is there a comment section?
No, this is just, I'm just trying to think of an actual term. Well, you know what it is? There isn't a comment section, but there's like a thing on here where people can send voice messages to you.
Voice messages?
Yeah, you send the link, and then they can send you, like, feedback. It's weird, but...
Let's do it like this.
What are you thinking?
If somebody could think of a good...
How do we...
Title for these segments.
Yeah, but how do we...
These are older movies. But how... Not newer movies.
But how do you... We don't have a place to send that out to. What do we send it out to? You gotta figure people that listen to it probably.
I'm assuming that you have a couple regulars.
No, I don't have any, I don't have anybody that I've sent it to that listens to it. Like, you know, not... No. I'm not that lucky. I'm saying if we had a place to...
It'd be hard for me to name a segment for an older movie.
So yeah,
other than new shit and old shit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if we like.
Well, we can't really say that on air, but.
You could say anything on air, dude.
Oh wait, we're not on radio. I'm half tempted to do something I would never do normally.
What's that?
Smoke a cigarette outside the door and watch.
I'll be doing that.
Oh, I'm outside.
No, it's alright. You'll be fine. But... So, yeah, I guess what we'll do is,
hot.
I know. Of course she is.
Can't keep her?
It don't look like that anymore.
I'm good for a couple milfs. I can handle about three or four.
A couple milfs.
Look at the one on the back of the bike.
This is my friend.
I like that dude's hair.
Cheyenne.
Rapu Cherokee on me.
It's a bad thing that I like when guys have highlights in their hair more than girls.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm straight, so I'm trying to find an answer to this one. I like his hair, though.
Well, it's Mickey Rourke. He's...
Do you know any other...
He's looked at that for a while.
What other movies was he in?
Oh, ton of shit, dude. In terms of ones that you would probably remember, he was, Was it the first Iron Man that he was the villain? The first or second
movie? No, it was the third one, I think.
No, he wasn't the third one.
Wasn't he the whip guy?
He was the whip guy, which is
that's not the third one?
No, the third one's the one where they fuck up the Mandarin and all that. And Tony gets the thing taken out and he throws it in the ocean. It's weird. It's a bad movie.
It's not
a good era for Marvel movies, believe me.
Yeah. I don't know about the old night bikes and new bikes. But I like the old style better. The old Harleys and the choppers.
Yeah.
I can't really get behind the Mitsubishi ones.
Did you see that?
Why don't you let me doodle I feel like they fall apart too easy. No, something different, something exciting. exciting. Did you have it in a perfectly shaped dome? And this is coming from a bike person where I've actually had bikes fall apart on me before.
I don't know shit about bikes. But to be fair, I don't know many of Mickey Rooney's movies either. I know he's been in the business forever, but...
I just keep going and the smoke cigarette come back in, I have a couple puffs. I get close to the mic as soon as I can.
I can't talk about anything. I don't have anything to talk about.
You're smoking a pipe. Make a couple pipe jokes.
I don't have pipe jokes. Come on, put that down. Come on. That or at least hold the phone. And talk into it. Give me something. I
can make a couple pipe jokes.
I'm saying you can hold it for a second. Yeah.
I'll close the door. I'll make pipe jokes.
I'll come nearby.
Yeah, come out with me.
Yeah, I'll come nearby. I'll keep watching.
Or we could put it on a commercial break.
No, let's keep going.
Let's put it on a commercial break real quick. Come back in. Something more interesting will come up. They're in Israel right now.
It's his...
Island. They're in Island right now. That was a cool menu that popped up. That's an even cooler menu right there.
I guess we could just kind of do it in parts, kind of way.
Yeah.
I guess we'll say it's a short beginning of part one, right?
Yeah, they found something. They found Will Booth or Will something Booth with a Flexshot Lincoln. Yeah, they found that guy.
Wilkes Booth, yeah.
Yeah, they found that guy.
We'll be right back after this message for more of this wonderful thing. See you then. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
We're back with Nuka Films.
Nuka Films. Which is, we have now, Justin and I have finally figured out the right form for it.
Name for these segments.
Well, Justin has a Forza Horizon 5 achievement that his Xbox really wanted to show us.
Yeah,
actually. It just showed it for a second, yeah. I just thought that was funny. It's weirdly charming.
It is.
Get to the embassy.
Kind of looks like the White House and the Taj Mahal combined. It's too white for me.
Welcome to the White Hall. Wait a minute.
Man, you think you were going to piss into that pool?
No, you would.
Yeah. To turn purple. Well, you see, I pissed in it last night.
If I can.
Well, if you didn't want to be executed, you shouldn't have had children.
Hey, that guy looks familiar. where have I seen him before? Yeah, I bet Cody might know.
They may have killed him, but you just...
Please.
it just sped up the process a little bit, but I may be like 50 years. The job's real, the money's real. But since we're in this nice place,
I'll just call you Mr. Church. Okay, Church, what can I do for you? Wait a minute. I'm still waiting for one more guy. Who?
Joe Mama.
Oh, that's on the Terminator.
He also did better movies than me. Schwarzenegger walking the scene. The moment when Schwarzenegger's the person with the best career.
Yeah.
Could be.
Was he the senator while he was?
No, this is after.
Okay.
It's a good question, though.
It is a good question, because I was honestly curious. How long was he the senator for California?
About as long as... Depends on, I don't know, it was probably about 6-7 years.
How long was Schwarzenegger governor?
Here's an answer from SimonAnnShuster.com. Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger served as governor of California from 2003 to 2011.
2003 to 2011, so 7 years.
Yes.
You were closer. I was thinking more like 5.
Yeah. So he might have still been at this point. He wants to be president. He wants to be president. It's funny, Justin. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 jokes. It's funny. You want to know the real joke? It's the guy that... the guy right here that Stallone is talking to. Yeah, he looks really familiar. Didn't he voice Spike the Dog once?
I think so.
I feel like Bruce Willis's threats here are more how he just talks to most people every day.
Yeah.
I'm not saying.
Wasn't he the clown from It?
Was it?
Wasn't he the clown from It?
No.
Don't. Who am I thinking of?
It depends on which version of It you're thinking of.
The older one.
That's Tim Curry.
They should have put Tim Curry in this movie.
Tim Curry's not a badass.
He killed children.
He also had a stroke by this point, so.
Oh.
Yeah, he had to like recover from that shit, dude.
Yeah, but you know. Think I work there?
You know what's funny about Dolph Lundgren is
you can hear Cody upstairs, can't you?
I heard a spoon.
Yeah, we can hear my brother from 10 miles away. Kind of sounds like an elephant walking around.
Well, you know what's fun? So you know what's funny is he's when he like first was doing movies, like he was like basically just he almost would never say shit because he could just barely speak the language.
Oh yeah. You can tell he's German.
He's, I believe so, yes. I believe, or somewhere around there. On the other hand, I'm not even sure.
Yeah, they say a couple hundred soldiers, but I see 4.
Also.
Get it? C4?
Yes.
have enough C4 in that safe to blow this whole house up.
I'm honestly surprised how much English Jet Li even knows.
Jet Li is not American. He is Japanese?
I think he's Chinese.
Okay.
I don't know, he's...
You think you could cook me a dog?
Shut up.
I really want a hot dog, man. I want some hot dogs, and he said I could have cooked me a hot dog.
He's not American, that's the whole point.
Oh, I think Owen thinks I meant, like, chihuahuas.
Well, I mean,
chihuahuas are too stringy, if I could add that, but...
I don't have to eat them for them to be cooked. I just want them to go away.
Yeah. But if we eat them to extinction, that's more funny. Kind of like the mammoths. It may not be easy being Greek, but sure ain't easy being Ukrainian nowadays.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well, yes and no. I mean, they're doing all right, I guess.
Yeah, they're kicking the Russians' asses.
To my understanding, yeah.
Putin didn't realize how bad he fucked up there.
No, he doesn't. He's in his own world, man.
I don't think Putin realizes that he's literally going to start a world war if he wins this shit.
Not necessarily. Well, no, I think he does know that. And
like, there's no winner and no loser here. There's no possible winner.
By the way, there's something very funny about Stallone giving what is essentially dating advice and being like, "You'll find other people.
Right.
Life's too short to give a shit about one thing."
But just think about this.
It's weird.
You know, there's literally no winner of war. So
no.
Why is war still a thing?
Because the Middle East exists. I watched that video that you sent, by the way, earlier.
Yeah.
That was... He's like, could you please not play Pokemon? Also, I love how he mislabeled the Nintendo DS as a Game Boy, which I'm like... But then also said Soul Silver. I was like, you got the game right in the right year, which was 2010, but you still called it...
Was that the DSi or
it's just a different version of the that DSi is just a DS with a camera. It's just a DS Lite with a camera, which to say.
I forgot about the DS Lite. What's the year difference of that? Like 2-3 years?
Of what?
The DSi and the DS Lite?
DS Lite
came first. I know that.
Yes, yeah, there's a bigger gap between the original DS and the Lite than there is. It's about a 4-5 year gap between the original DS and the Lite versus whereas the DSi was like a year and a half after or something. That was like right in the bam.
What we should do is make a... I know that you have a couple Nintendo systems. What we should do is make a...
Nintendo shit cube.
We should make a display. We should buy a couple...
What do you mean?
Game Boys, we should buy a couple of DS's.
You've had all the time in the world to worry about to do that shit.
I just thought about this just now, like, shit, we can make a display.
I mean...
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if I had a place to put stuff that wouldn't, where it would get less dusty, like, I have certain things that I...
I have a dust problem down here.
Yeah, I have a dust problem in my own room. But I'll say this. If you're interested in having something like that, and you know that we have, and you know that you have something that you can put in the corner or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Or something that you're like, I can use this as, or just something you can use as temporary shelving until that point, right? You know, you start off by just finding a spot and going from there. I'll tell you right now,
because
I could add a couple things that aren't even like I could add stuff into it that's just interesting because, like, I have these two random ass, like, DS boxes that Abe gave me because they're free. There's nothing special about them, but there's no game inside, but they're boxes. So they look, which means they're great for, you know, display purposes. Not to worry about anything for that reason. I mean, I love what I have, believe me. I would love to be able to buy shit just to be like, hey, here's this game.
Right.
If you told me to buy more than one version of a game just to have it be just so I have one I kept and then one that was here and I purposely would make it like two versions of the same game, let's say I found Nickelodeon Party of Blast for Xbox, for example, right?
Right.
I would just have to bring the, because it would make sense in many ways because it's just a whole story to tell in of itself, and it would be relevant because it would be the Xbox version specifically.
Right.
Now I got lucky and I happen to have a copy of I bought for my for GameCube for when I. The time it was a GameCube that I owned before I switched it with Nick's Wii, which, you know.
Right.
I just switched between that and my PS1 now. I just collect demo discs, which, you know.
I'd say that's perfectly reasonable.
Which one of my demo discs, honestly, I could just store here anyways because it's just a demo disc instead of basically a DVD case.
Like a plastic clear see-through one.
It's one of those black ones with plastic on it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's just like somebody took the. Somebody said, "Oh, here's this." Those old, yeah. It's like somebody took an old DVD. Yeah. Yeah, old DVD and just put some in it.
I have, like, the perfect case somewhere in my collection that we could put it in that I used to use for a nice old Republic.
Yes.
But I have extras of other...
Yeah.
Game boxes.
Oh, yeah, no, plus you could...
Like, I could combine a couple Fallout things and just jam them in there and just
switch
things around so you could use the clear container so we could use that as display.
I mean, something like that, yeah. I mean, at the very least, you could purposely put certain games in your 360 collection in there on display. I'll tell you, you want to really have fun with it, purposely.
There's so many 360 games, I just don't know how to display them.
Here's the thing. So, well, first off, you purposely choose the shitty ones. Look, you have Man versus Wild, right? You put that shit on here. Like, this is ours. It's supposed to be one of the things I'm gonna give you is a Nintendo DS thing for like a Disney princess game. Okay. I'm telling.
That's pretty funny.
It's stuff like that. Like, it's that and the other one. I don't know it's been forever and I still don't know what the hell's going on in this, but what do you think so far of the movie, Justin?
I would say it's the most dated thing I've ever seen.
Is that right?
See, the Mexican government would never yell at somebody like that. They would just slap the shit out of somebody.
I don't think They're not in Mexico, though.
They're not?
No, they're clearly in, like...
South America, maybe?
Yeah.
The looks of the girl right there, they're definitely in South America.
Yeah. Only she's, like, one of those, like...
Is that Shane? No, he's not British. Don't lose my hat.
He's very emotional. Jason Statham takes a walk. The game.
They're dropping towards Dick Rock.
Watching him walk is like reminds me of like what it's like to play those games or the ones that they just call walking. The only
good thing about this movie, damn dude, they got good ass shots.
Back in the day. When?
Do you think the helicopter's
back in the day pussy? When Blu-rays existed still. How do I know you're not setting this up? But this setting this up. You know, the kind of person that we deal with all the time. How did you get involved in this? An American came here. He asked my friend to show you around. He was afraid, so he asked me to. You're not afraid. I'm afraid. But he said maybe... She's like one of those, like... God, she reminds me of, like, every... They're like, okay, well, we need a South American woman, but she's fluent in English, and she's going to talk like she's a badass, but she's not a badass.
Right. Kind of like my ex-wife.
What? Why is he echoing in his ear? Oh, it's her...
Oh no!
Oh, I got tinnitus, and I'm insane.
But they're not well, to be now. They're in Italy.
They're in South America, and there's definitely somewhere where they specifically.
Oh fuck!
Yeah.
That would fucking hurt.
Dude, everything in this movie looks like it would hurt.
No, it was like the hinge.
What was that? Somebody had to go and do this with the camera.
You realize that, right?
Oh, you see that right in the jugular? Statham throwing that. Oh.
Like, I used to be able to throw knives, but not that good.
Oh. Nice shot.
That was... Okay, that was a Beretta. Never mind.
Does Statham have armpit sweat there for a moment?
Put this back over.
Yeah. Was that what was going on there? I don't know.
When the hell did I pick that up?
Pick what up?
The cup.
It's not a cup, it's a jar.
Okay, the mason jar full you of have, fucking beer.
You have the weirdest shit in your house. Although my mom,
this is a mason jar.
That is a mason jar, yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. Well, okay... The plates are one thing, which I was like, the shape isn't. It wasn't the shape that's weird. They're just plates.
The square ones or
the. They're square plates, which that's not a weird thing.
Call those saucers.
It's the fact that it's like colored. Like I was like, why do you got fucking play school plates in here? Like I don't know what's going on here.
I know. I find the weirdest shit down here sometimes.
No, that's your kitchen.
Those ones.
You didn't buy those. I don't know who's.
Those are from IKEA.
That's, you know what? Fair enough. Which IKEA?
Which one's closest to us?
I actually, you know, I don't actually know. On, I think technically by distance, the Detroit one is.
That's what I was thinking.
But I've been to both.
Where's the other one?
Pittsburgh.
Okay, Detroit's closer to us.
I've been to the one in Detroit.
You have?
Yeah.
And it wasn't nice?
Well, I mean, it's IKEA. So of course it's nice.
I've never been to an IKEA.
No, it's, if you just get, it's an experience. It's just like the nicest furniture store with multiple levels.
Okay, so there's more floors to it.
Yeah.
It feels like a big warehouse.
Yeah, exactly. It's very much like that. It's built like, it's kind of like walking to like a dollhouse in a way.
Like one of those?
Not in that sense.
More floors or?
More in the sense like there's like these big floors and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's like walking into a furniture store that we might know. You ever been to like the mall or something?
Yeah.
It's like that, but like on every level. It's a lot of weight everywhere, but just an IKEA thing.
That guy's not gonna make the plan.
Oh, Stallone running for the plane. Sorry, I'm late. Well, I'll give Stallone.
No, the reason why he made that plane is because he had plot armor.
Plot armor. When did you become part of the YouTube world? I will say this.
I remember correctly. That was like nine, ten years ago.
See, what I like about that scene is that Stallone grabs into the plane just in time, right?
Yeah.
But normally they would let him grab onto something else, like someone's arm, or they grab into part of the plane,
yeah,
or whatever. He grabs onto a plane and he's freaking soaked.
He would have ripped off his fingers.
Well, no. I mean, like
he would have physically ripped off his fingers.
Yes, but I'm saying because even for an action movie, it's funny that he grabs on and he's stuck in the water.
Yeah.
And then has to get on the plane.
If you think about it, the drag of the water.
Yes.
Because that creates friction.
Which you could.
That would have been the part that would have ripped off his fingers.
Yeah, I mean, he would. I like that he still gets in the plane. He's clearly like, he's not. You know, he doesn't. I mean, they brush it off, but I like that he's still kind of like.
I don't know if they showed it in the movie. I think he broke a finger in it. If I can remember correctly in that scene.
I don't know if he ever. I wonder if Stallone ever actually did have something like that. Well, no, he. I know he broke. I know he broke, he got injured during one of the Rocky movies.
Right.
I forget which one. Because they wanted the boxing scenes to look real, so they didn't do much to, usually they're, like, pretty good about that stuff. But for Rocky, I want to say maybe, like, Rocky 3 or something, he was filming a scene, and...
They're definitely in South America.
They're definitely in South America. I've played video games before. They're definitely in South America. I played Call of Duty.
Do I know what they call it?
This is the most Call of Duty thing I've ever seen in my life. It's still staying in my bet.
So they even though it's a real thing. Crap this thing at that point.
They are crumb. Yeah.
How that would work.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't kill Steve Austin. I saw Steve. There's an episode of Bernie Mac where Steve Austin's on. And he brings him on. He thinks he's supposed to be talking about wrestling, because Jordan joins the wrestling team. But instead, Jordan's going through, you know, that phase. And Bernie thinks that he's, you know, getting in touch with his manhood. And he thinks he's beating his meat in random spots. So he, like, walks by the bathroom and stuff.
Hey, was that Pearl Harbor?
Jesus Christ. I want you to visualize this image, right? Bernie walks by his bathroom, right? He hears what just sounds like grunting, and the shower's on. He thinks, he's like, oh my god, he's doing it again. It cuts in, and he's doing push-ups in the bathroom. He's like, ugh, with the shower on, and that's why he's grunting. Which I'm like, why does he need to do push-ups in private? I just thought that was funny. I was like, very sitcom-y, but still.
Right.
I mean, it's a sitcom. It's what you do, right? You know?
Like, I'm having trouble, trying to tell which is, like, Hawaii and which is Mexico at this point.
As Steve Austin as the guy in the corner. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. How do they make one of the least American dudes so, like, so good in this?
I don't know.
You'll notice that he's, like, the best person is probably...
You can tell what he's holding. He's actually holding a shotgun that's actually commercial.
Starring Bruce Willis as an image on the screen. No, the real target is Bruce Willis's career. Let's not kid ourselves here. If I keep talking like this, and
the light right now, the screen froze at the worst time.
Damn, am I getting all the exposition? I was just talking like this the whole time. That's what he's doing.
Like,
I'm just going.
You know how fast I would zone out in one of those briefings?
If Stallone was doing it,
yeah.
I mean, as long as everybody stops staring at me like that. Is this Vegas? It would be
pretty goddamn instant. What the fuck?
This is the classic. Yeah, you know the one. I'm gonna fucking beat him up.
Oh no, it's a white guy.
If he comes over here, he'll bust his ass. Even though he's Jason Statham, and clearly,
For one, I would be like. Where's the nearest crowbar?
If Jason Statham walked towards you like this, oh, that's the classic one, the bitch. That is my favorite stuff in anything when they make someone they're just like, the bitch doesn't mean anything to me. On the other hand, imagine being a person that, like, walks just, like, over there. Just like, dude, is that Jason Statham?
My question is, how many crimes would that have been? because it's definitely more than one.
Nothing scarier than... Let me tell you something. Nothing scarier than deflating a ball.
Right. If you were able to tell, he used a Tonto-style knife from that. That's when the blade goes like this at the end.
I've listened to the... Oh, I know what a Tonto is. I've listened to the Turtle Lone Ranger. Did I tell you about in fifth grade? Mr. Tindy played an actual recording.
He did?
Yeah, with the Lone Ranger.
Oh, wow.
At the radio show? Yeah. In like the 50s or whatever? Yeah. And it was like, wow, this is actually... And then it's funny, and then like years later, the fucking movie comes out, and it's like, wow. Who knew the radio show would be the one that would do it better? You know you fucked up when radio did better than you.
Yeah.
It's like all those people that think they're like, oh, I know how Howard Stern works. Then they go on, and they make like dick jokes and stuff, but they don't understand that the reason that Howard Stern was so good at radio, yeah, is because he knew how to be a host on radio. Yes, he would have like porn stars and stuff on his show, but you still gotta understand how radio works, which right. He did. Kind of like how Jason Statham really knows how.
Hey, they're a tattoo parlor.
I didn't make Rory.
Do you think you could put a bald eagle on my ass?
In much like in many of these movies, there's characters that just only appear once.
Right.
Mickey Rourke's only in this movie, so.
I kind of want a bald eagle, half on this cheek and half on the other. Do you think you could do that for me?
No, but I would say that if you ever, if I could see you getting any tattoo, it probably would be something like that. Like nothing. I don't think it'd even be a bald eagle. No. It'd be like a logo or something. It would be that or like...
It would be the Pornhub logo. Who owns your Pornhub? Why? I thought it would be funny.
Nah, dude, you gotta get the alt. I put Pornhub on one cheek, Jeff Goldblum on the other. I'm a really big fan of both. I really like Jurassic Park, and I really like porn. Just don't put them together. Unfortunately, that's a real thing. It is, and I came across it. Like, I was on a website, because I was looking, there's a production company called Woodrocket I was looking up. Because I was trying to find a list of, like, the stuff that they made. I guess I could have just gone to, like, IMDb or whatever. Because they keep making these weird-ass parodies. They made, like... It all started with... They made, like, a Batman one, and it was, like, a parody of the 60s Batman show.
Yeah.
But it was, like, good. It was, like, well... It was, like, done like the show. And it's, like, good on ya. The pain of love.
Right.
Oh, yeah. This is Mickey Rourke going for that Oscar. Unfortunately, he's in the Expendables, so he's not gonna get shit. Hate to break it to him, Mick, but you could be as dramatic as you want. You could be great. I'm just saying, ain't nobody getting an Oscar. They made some shitty Christmas movie for Netflix, like it came out a year or so ago. I think it came out last year, even if I'm not mistaken. And it was just like this terrible, is one of those, like, movies where the whole joke is like, oh, it's like a family reunion, but, like, the family all hates each other kind of thing. And then, like, the father comes, and it's Kelsey Grammer. And it's, like, the whole thing is, like, oh, he's trying to be this big piece of shit. But he's not, because it's Kelsey Grammer. And he's the best thing in the movie. And he does drama. And he has, like, this amazing dramatic scene. I was, like, of course it is. Because you have Kelsey Grammer in your movie. And it's, like, how do you make a movie about Christmas that's so shitty, but you still have a dramatic scene that works, with contrasting it with, like, cow shit or something?
Right.
Like, it was, they go to, like, a fair, and then, like, there's like a shit joke or something, and something about, like, this girl, like, is trying to win, like, a car. They, like, steal her car, and she's trying to win it back. It's like sitcom humor,
right,
done poorly. It's terrible.
Want to take a quick break real quick?
Why are the Americans here? I like that Steve Austin's there, like, I don't even know what's going on. I just like watching women get angry. He's like, imagine somebody's like, this is what she said. He's just like, I don't remember that.
I don't know.
I
don't know what she said. I just felt like punching her in the fucking face.
I got hit by the rock too many times.
That's nothing. I've been waterboarded 5 times in my life.
You know what's fucked up is, it looks like it's gonna be something even worse than waterboarding. And you're like, please don't go that route, because you just see Steve Austin bend this woman against a table. And I'm like, never understood this logic. Ask them a question. They're choking on water.
They want the answer immediately.
So. Well, you're like, doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
I was like,
it's good enough for a break, so I can smoke another. See?
Sure.
They really don't owe that woman nothing. They could just leave her to die at that point. Honestly, if it was me, no girl is worth that kind of shit.
I suppose not.
I could even think back to my ex-wife. No girl.
Stop saying ex-wife.
Okay, ex-fiance. Is that
you were never. You were never anything.
I was actually engaged.
Oh, yeah, with what ring?
I don't know. Right over here.
No, he's gonna get the ring.
It was on the floor over there. I'll just go grab a random ring.
Well, it can't be a random ring. It's not the ring.
I think I pawned that one and just never got it back. Because I kind of didn't want it back. It was kind of like this, but it had like a 4-carat diamond right here.
Well, can you... Well, maybe just... Why don't you describe it real quick, what it was?
It was a 4-carat diamond with 2-carat diamonds, and then 3 1-carat diamonds on each side of that.
Where'd you get it?
What's that one place on Madison? That one jewelry shop?
Jewelry shop in Madison. Madison and Broadway. No, it's just funny because it's
in the Broadway that connects to Madison. I swear to God, there is.
No, it's because it's a New York joke, but
yeah.
My new car.
Those bullet holes are so fake. They should let me put a couple bullet holes in it.
Well, you know, you gotta.
You could tell those are the stickers that they put on cars.
Well, obviously, you gotta. Can't actually kill them. It's a movie. Yeah,
well, they can't actually ruin a nice car either.
Well. You can't if it's a DeLorean.
Yeah. Well, I know how much I spent on that fucking ring. $1,782.
Really?
And 74 cents.
And how much time had passed? How long had you been with her at that point when you bought the ring?
6 years.
6 years, really?
Yeah. So I saved up for
And how many of those weren't in high school?
4.
Okay. Ted, I'd say technically 4 years, but the 2 of those years, I'll assume that you guys probably were doing stuff out together outside of school anyways, so.
Yeah.
Fair enough, yeah. So, a while. Definitely, I'd say it's probably justified. Okay. So you never told me that. I mean, you would.
I don't think I've ever told anybody that.
I mean, you'd always say the fiance part, but.
Yeah, we were engaged for about, like, 8 months. Before we finally. Well, before she finally said, fuck it, I'm gonna screw other guys.
Right.
Good time to go smoke?
Yeah, I wanted to.
Yeah, okay.
Really get into this.
It's at the halfway point, so it's called a good point.
Yeah. We'll be right back after more messages. And as we finish off for part 3 of our review, we will let the final words of it be said by the first time viewer here, Justin. Justin, what do you think?
Did they just film the Ukraine war? Because that's all that it is.
It's
a lot of unfair fights.
Definitely.
And the bad guy never wins, so.
It's the second movie's better.
Yeah.
Final score, Justin?
Putin 0. And Ukraine 1?
No. The movie. Final score for the movie. Out of 10, I guess, because that's how we use numbers, don't we?
Yeah, I would give it a 6 out of 10.
He's giving it a 6.
A lot better.
Yes. I would say I
don't think it could get much worse than that.
Yeah, it's about a 5 for me. It's very. No, it's definitely up. Definitely gets better. Especially just because of how much funnier.
And obviously, the one that we can say for sure is that Dolph Lundgren is, like, the best thing, clearly.
Yeah.
That man is clearly having the time of his life.
And if you're able to tell, when they fire the guns, the sound's a couple milliseconds after.
Sure. Like many...
Which irritates me.
Right. That and the fake glass that really... Really startled Justin a bit. He's just like, "It's those bullet holes aren't real."
Yeah.
Oh, that's fake. And I'm just like, "Yeah, I know."
They use stickers.
I know.
Very, very shitty looking stickers.
Well, we did it, Justin. Finally recorded something.
Yep, it's been a while. Okay, let's get down this.
Yeah, please do. Dump it all out. Just, it's good though.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe we can, if we ever go somewhere, we should look for that in like a small.
What's this Corona?
Refreshka.
Refreshka.
Mas. Not mas.
Highly recommended.
Yes, mas. Yes.
Don't drink more than one.
Drink responsibly.
Yes.
Right, Justin? Yeah. Well. With that in mind,
not sponsored.
Tonight's episode is not sponsored, and except by Anchor, which are always our lovely ads that we play for me to make every little cent.
Yep.
So that my Hugh Laurie episode doesn't become my most where my money comes from. It is. I don't know if that's right, but hey, they don't know where I'm right. I ain't gonna hit $10 anytime soon. But hey, at least people in Germany like us, so I guess that's what matters.
Right. Germans, if you bring back Hitler, let me punch him. I really want to. I'll pay $150.
Say goodbye, Justin.
Goodbye, y'all, and I'll see you next time.
I'm from here, from the Apocalypse Nerd Podcast. Remember, drink responsibly, and whatever you do, maybe, just maybe, be careful of that meat that you buy from that weird vendor.
Yeah, it may be Yagua, it may be human, but who the fuck can tell anymore?
And if you see a person with gloves inside of a hotel, maybe don't go to that hotel.
Right.
They might be cannibals.
They usually are. Just usually.
I'm Owen.
I'm Justin.
Bye, everybody.
Luigi.